Kinetic Cycling Club empowers youth in the Greater Western Cape area to reach their fullest potential through the sport of cycling. They care about children and provide them with a number of tools and life skills to help shape their dignity. In studio, I have Orion Bernici, the chairperson of Kinetic Cycle Club, and the two cyclists, Cleo and James.
Jason.
Yeah. Welcome to RX Radio. How are you?
We are well. Thank you for having us.
Hi there. Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good too, thanks.
Please tell us more about yourself and your love of cycling.
I'm Cleo. I'm 11 years old and I've been riding my whole life.
My name is Jason Brinkis. I've been cycling for about 5 years now. Ever since I was 10, I started cycling after my father had stopped after an accident that he had. So ever since then, I've been a passionate cyclist.
So yes, I'm basically the chairperson of Kinetic Cycling Club for the last 15 years. And I'm also the commissioner for Western Province Cycling for youth riders. And I've been with cycling for the last 20 years. My main focus is to improve and create opportunities for the youngsters so that they can achieve their cycling goals.
Cleo and Jason, what have been your favorite thing about being part of the Kinetic Cycle Club?
I love the aspect around the club and the inspiration they bring.
What I like the most about them is that they're not just a cycling club, they're also a family. And it's just great being part of the cycling club.
Ryan, tell us more about Kinetic Cycle Club, a bit of its history and why it was started.
Okay, so basically, thank you for that question. Kinetic Cycling Club was established in the year 2000 when six cyclists decided to join and form a club. The club is obviously affiliated to Western Province Cycling Association, which promote recreational cycling and professional cycling and competition in South Africa. So the members of Kinetic Cycling Club consist of both sexes, and we currently have 92 senior members and 35 junior members. We also have very talented riders. So we can proudly say that we have about 9 South African national champs, and then also we have 3 African continental champs as well. So our riders are doing very well, and hence we're supporting them so much so that they can be successful in their cycling.
Tell us more about your training. What do you do?
Just riding, keeping fit really helps with the riding, and also doing more races helps with the bigger races.
So my training consists of about 5 to 6 days a week, and that's 12 hours a week. So it's quite an extensive and hard training program that I follow, but yeah, that's how I keep fit and strong.
Orion, what have been some of the challenges you faced with in this organization?
So Kinetic Cycling Club, it's a non-profit organization, and you will agree with me if I say that cycling is a very expensive sport. And so basically one of the challenges is funding. We always have this challenge with getting the riders to races, the equipment that's so expensive, the nutrition, all of that, and also the race entries. So that is all the challenges that we're having on a daily basis with these cyclists. I must say that we're fortunate to have these dedicated riders. We don't have to encourage them to ride because they love the sport so much. In the mornings, they will wake up early in the mornings to go train, and they will do 2-3 hour sessions. And then obviously we don't have to inspire them to train. So we will gladly put our efforts into things like raising funds for them so that they can practice the sport on the highest level.
Would you like to pursue cycling professionally one? A day for Cleo and Jason.
Yes, definitely cycling is hopefully a future for me, and I would love to pursue it into a professional sport for me.
Like Chloe said, I've also been cycling for 5 years, so I can confidently say I would like to go professional, as I've been in Europe twice already, so I know racing is there, and that's where professional racing and professional cycling starts, basically. So I can say that I have the potential to make it as a professional, and that I would like to make it as a professional.
Today, our theme is healthy lifestyle. Awareness. What tips do you have for a healthy lifestyle?
Nutrition's definitely one, and just keeping healthy and on the go is definitely, and not eating unhealthy food all the time.
Like Chloe said, yeah, training on a daily basis and just eating healthy in general.
If there are children that are interested in joining, what words of encouragement do you have for them?
Definitely, and it's the club's amazing, so go for it.
Cycling's a difficult sport to get into, but once the cycling bug bites you, it has you. How can I say? Yeah, they will enjoy it. They will definitely enjoy it.
So from my side, cycling is a very demanding sport, and obviously it's not like soccer or running. There's much more dedication that you need from the youngsters. But I can assure you, once you start cycling, you will become addicted to the sport. And once it started, then your parents will have a problem, because then you need to spend money on the sport. So it's very expensive, but it's very rewarding as well. So I can confidently say that all the cyclists that I encountered myself with, they're all very passionate about this sport.
Thanks so much for joining us in studio. We wish you the best for the future.